美语训练班上课了，我是 Danny。
我是杨林。 Danny， 今天可是个值得纪念的日子，你知道吗？
今天又不是我生日啊，为什么要纪念呢？
你就知道过生日。 Danny， 下个月你就要离开我们去北京工作了，这可是你主持的最后一期美语训练班了，这难道不该纪念吗？
哦，你说这个啊。 Yeah， today's show is quite special in that sense。
那你就站好最后一班岗吧，先来介绍节目内容。
好，今天咱们要去打台球。
And I place the ball over here.
经历美国机场的安检。
Please make sure to take off your shoes, jacket and belt and put them through the x-ray machine.
参加一个失败的 party.
No one's here, I can't cook the food, and the DJ sounds like he's from Sesame Street.
还要告诉大家怎么用美语说两面派。
当然，咱们还是先花一分钟学一个词儿。
Learn a word。
今天我们要学的词是
ward off。Ward is spelled W A R D, ward, and off, O F F, off. Ward off.
Ward off.阻挡。
A new study shows that more social activity with friends can help ward off obesity.
一项新研究显示，更多跟朋友一起参加社交生活有助于防止肥胖。秋天又到打流感疫苗的时候了，但是今年
Instead of flu vaccination, doctors are advocating natural methods to ward off the flu this year.
今年医生提倡以自然免疫的方法抵挡流感，而不是注射流感疫苗。
Frequent hand washing is one of the easiest ways to ward off sickness.
常常洗手是防止生病的最简单的办法之一。好的，今天我们学习的词是
ward off, ward off, ward off.
Ward off, 阻止。 Danny, 你到北京后会想家吧？ So what would you do to ward off homesickness?
I guess I'll just chat with my folks on Skype.
That's a good idea. I Skype with my parents every day. 对了，在你走之前，我们要给你准备个盛大的送行 party， 你说怎么样？
That's really nice of you. I look forward to it. 不过下面我们要先跟随 Larry 和李华去参加一个糟糕的 party。
各位听众，现在播送流行美语。 Larry 打算请很多人来家里做客，李华呢就在帮助他策划这个大 party。 他们会用到两个说法， stoked 和 a bummer。
Okay, so we need about 2 dozen hamburgers, 20 pounds of ribs, a cheese platter, 4 bags of potato chips, potato salad, and what am I missing?
还能缺什么啊？你说的这些东西啊，足够我吃一个礼拜了。我说 Larry, 你到底要请多少客人啊？
There should be around 40 people here. It's going to be great. I'm so stoked.
Stoked? 什么意思啊？
Yeah, stoked. S-T-O-K-E-D. Stoked. It means to be really excited about something.
Oh, stoked. 就是特别兴奋，特别激动的意思。
That's right. I'm really looking forward to this party. In other words, you could say I'm super stoked.It's going to be so much fun. Aren't you stoked, Li Hua?
怎么说呢? I'm kind of stoked. 我啊也挺兴奋的。不过 Larry, 你请那么多人，等 party 结束以后，这里肯定乱糟糟的。
Oh, don't worry about that. You'll help me clean after the party, right?
哈，还要我帮忙收拾啊?
Oh, and I forgot to tell you, I'm stoked about the DJ I hired for the party.
你还请了个 DJ 混音师啊?
Yeah, he's an old friend from high school. He told me he's got quite a lot of fans around town these days.
我看出来了。这场 party 啊，人又多，音乐又是吵哄哄的摇滚乐，我还得负责事后清理战场的工作。哎呦，现在想起来我都头疼了。I can't say that I'm stoked quite yet.
Still not stoked? Okay. What if I told you that my friend Brian will be there? You know...The guy who's in charge of interns at the company that you want to work for?
Brian 要来啊！我特想去他们公司实习。 你一定要帮我介绍哦。
No problem. I'll ask him to help you get the internship at his company.
Awesome. Now I'm stoked. 哎 ，Larry， 让我们投入战斗吧。
Larry 和李华尽心准备的派对终于开始了，可是却出了点小状况。
哎 ，Larry， 牛肉饼烤得怎么样了？我等着做汉堡包呢。
Not too bad. They're just cooking a little slower than I thought. I guess my grill is too small. It's okay though. I'm still stoked for the party.
Oh, Larry， 你看看，烧烤架下面根本就没有火，你是不是没有瓦斯啦
？Oh no, you're right.What a bummer!
Bummer? 你是说 bum, 懒鬼啊?
No, not bum. Bummer. A bummer is bad news, or something that makes you upset, like running out of gas when you need to cook for 40 people.
Oh, a bummer 就是坏消息。瓦斯用完你没办法烤肉。啊，真是个好大的 bummer 啊。哎，不过啊，你也不用着急。现在只有一个客人，就是你那个高中同学，现在很红的那个 DJ 啊。
Wait a minute. This music is from our DJ? This music is for little kids. I thought the neighbors must be having a birthday party for their 5-year-old daughter.
不是，你听到的就是 DJ 放的音乐啊。他说他的专长就是给学校活动制造气氛，所以用的都是儿童音乐啊。
What a bummer. Ugh, this party is turning into a disaster. No one's here.I can't cook the food, and the DJ sounds like he's from Sesame Street.
没关系啦，只要你朋友 Brian 能来，我啊就知足了。我可得好好表现，争取让他给我实习的机会哦。I'm really stoked to meet him.
I don't know, Li Hua. No one has showed up. I was so stoked about this party. Now the whole thing is just a big bummer. Maybe I wrote the wrong date on the invitation. Brian is here.
Oh, thank God.
Hey, Brian, how are you?
Hey, Larry, good to see you again. This must be Li Hua. I've heard so much about you.
Oh, really? All good things, I hope.
Actually, Li Hua is looking for an internship this summer. Do you think your company would have an opening for her?
My company? Didn't I tell you, Larry? I left my job a year ago. I'm a grad student now.
Ah!你一年前就辞职不干了，现在回学校念书去了。哦，我的 bummer。
各位听众，今天李华学到了两个常用语 ：stoked， 意思是兴奋、激动；还有 bummer， 意思是坏消息。好的，这次流行美语就播送到这里，感谢各位的收听，下次节目再见。
Yanglin, I'm really stoked now about the farewell party you just mentioned. I'm sure it'll be a lot of fun.
I'm stoked too.
对了，如果你在北京的朋友能帮我找房子住，我就更高兴了。我本来说好和一个朋友合租公寓， but he changed his mind at the last minute. What a bummer.
嗯，不要担心，不要担心，我一定帮你打听，说到做到。
Terrific, Yanglin. I know I can trust you.
嗯，我可不是那种说一套做一套的两面派。
两面派？是两面烤的苹果派吗？
哈哈，当然不是啦！你听听下面的美语怎么说就知道了。
美语怎么说
？How to say it in American English?
Jessica 在北京学汉语，她的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教她。今天是听众要问的两面派。
吴琼，我问你，两面派用美语怎么说？
啊 ，Jessica， 你从哪儿学到这个词的
？From one of our listeners， 有个听众问的。
That's cool。嗯，我觉得两面派一定是 double face， 对吗
？Close。Actually， it's two faced。
哦 ，two faced， 两张脸，当人一面，被人一面，两面派。
That's right。
Sometimes a two-faced person will say nice things about you to your face, then tell others nasty things about you when you're not around.
哼，我最讨厌这种背后捅刀子的人了。
I know! We call these people backstabbers.
Backstabber? S-T-A-B-B-E-R, stabber, 是用刀子捅别人的人。所以 backstabber 就是在背后给人下刀子的人咯。Jessica, 不是吹牛，这种人我一眼就能识破。
Wow, you must be a really good judge of character.
Judge 是法官， character 是人品。你说我是 a good judge of character, 一定是说我看人看得准，眼光犀利，对吗？
Exactly. Two-faced people can't fool you if you're a good judge of character.
我觉得 two-faced people 和 backstabbers 虽然都很讨厌，但是他们也有些用处。
Hmm? Really?
Yeah, their existence will help you see who your real friends are. 没有他们的存在，怎么能够显出哪些人才是真朋友呢？
有道理。Now, let's see what you've learned today.
第一，形容某人两面派是 two-faced。第二，背后害人的人是 backstabber。第三，形容看人准，可以说 someone is a good judge of character。
这次的美语怎么说就到这里了。如果你也有不会说的词，请写信给 Jessica， 电邮请寄
meiyu@voanews.com。
Donny， 上期节目咱们还提到，我坐了15个小时的飞机回北京参加好朋友的婚礼，可是这么快你也要飞回去了。
是啊 ，but I don't like traveling by plane.If it were possible to drive from here to Beijing, I would.
你喜欢开车，可现在油价不便宜哦。
机票也不便宜耶。Besides, going through airport security is such a pain.
这倒是。美国机场的安检那么麻烦，而且还很费时间呢。
没错，今天的美语三级跳就来讲讲机场安检。
美语三级跳。
各位听众，大家好。今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目坐飞机单元的终极课程。 Todd 圣诞节要回阿拉斯加看望父母，他正在机场过安检。
In this first part, an airport security guard is telling Todd what to do before he goes through the metal detector and puts his bags through the X-ray machine.
Metal detector, 金属探测器。我啊，最讨厌在机场过这个东西了，每次都要脱鞋解腰带，烦死了。
Well, I agree that it's annoying, but aren't you glad the metal detectors keep you safe?
这倒也是。Professor Bowman, 为了安全起见，我们只好做些牺牲了。We
ask for your assistance in reporting. Excuse me, sir. Please make sure to take off your shoes, jacket, and belt, and put them through the X-ray machine.
Okay, just a moment.All right, there you go.
The X-ray machine is showing some strange things in your bag. I'll have to search it.
Sure, go ahead. I don't have any dangerous items on me.
Professor Bowman, Todd 说 I don't have any dangerous items on me. 就是说自己身上没有危险物品吧。
That's right. A policeman might ask if you have any weapons on you, or a friend might ask if you have any money on you that he could borrow.
Todd 最好没有随身带什么违禁物品哦。
I hope so too. Let's listen and find out.
Sir, have these bags been in your possession at all times?
Yes, I've had them in my sight since I packed them.
I see. And what is this?You didn't think you could get on the plane with such a dangerous item, did you?
It's just a bottle of water.
Don't you know people can make bombs out of liquid? You can't take it on the plane.
Well, all right. I didn't realize liquids aren't allowed on planes.
我还以为安检人员在 Todd 的包里找到了什么危险品呢，原来是一瓶水而已啊。不过 Professor Bowman, Todd 说他的行李一直是 in his sight, 这是什么意思啊？
It means he's watched the bags closely. You can also say that you won't let something out of your sight. For example, I promise I'll take good care of your children. I won't let them out of my sight.
Do you have any other dangerous items in your carry-on bags?
I don't think so. What else is considered dangerous?
Well, you can't have any toothpaste on you. People can make bombs that look like toothpaste, too.
Well, no, I don't have any toothpaste on me. I packed all of that in my checked bags.
等一下, Professor Bowman, carry-on bags 和 checked bags 有什么区别啊?
Carry-on bags are the bags that you carry onto the plane. Checked bags are those you hand over to the airlines before boarding a plane.
我明白了, carry-on bags 就是随身带上飞机的行李, 那 checked bags 就是我们说的托运行李。
Exactly. The word check can also be a verb. For example, an airline worker might tell you that your bag is too big to carry on the plane, so you need to check it.
All right, I'm finished searching your belongings. You can go now.
Thanks. Can you tell me which way gate D27 is?
Gate D27? Sorry, you're in the wrong terminal. This is Terminal 1. You have to go to Terminal 2.
Oh, no. You mean I have to go to Terminal 2 and go through the security check there again?
That's right.
But that will take another hour. I might miss my flight.
Too bad. Safety comes first.
Wrong terminal? 那就是走错候机楼了。哎呦,Todd可真倒霉,居然走错了候机楼,还要到别的候机楼再过一次安检。不过,我看这个安检人员并不在乎Todd会不会误机呢。
That's right. You can say, too bad, whenever somebody tells you about their problem, but you don't really care.
说实话,我还真替Todd捏把冷汗。如果赶不上飞机,错过了圣诞节,他父母啊,一定也会很难过的。Well,
tune in next time to see if Todd will make the flight.
这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站。 goenglish.me 网址是 www.goenglish.me
I'll remember that. No liquid or toothpaste in carry-on bags.
And you need to make sure you are at the right gate.
Of course.
对了,上次你说你特别爱看 American football。 这回去了中国,你就不能看现场比赛了,只能在电视上或者网上看了吧。Yeah,
that's a bummer. But I'm sure there's sports bars in Beijing where 老外 like me get together to watch the games.
对,大家一起看球最热闹,最开心。下面咱们就来听听李杰美语,看看美国人为什么这么喜爱football。李杰美语
Chris 跟同事Ben聊起美国人对体育运动的热爱。Ben 问,
So sports is a way for people to bond?
Yeah, during holidays like Thanksgiving, my family will sit around in front of the television and watch a football game together. It's a social occasion, enjoying the game and each other's company.
I'm not sure if Chinese people approach sports in the same way. If it's something that can bring glory to China's national team, such as Olympic table tennis or diving, then everyone watches the event together.
在美国,体育运动是人际往来的一种纽带。
A way for people to bond.
Chris 说,逢年过节,他们一家人就会围坐在电视机旁。
Enjoy the game and each other's company.
欣赏比赛,共度时光。Ben说,中国人看比赛不太一样,一般都是有奥林匹克等国际赛事,中国队可能会拿奖牌,为国争光的时候,大伙才会聚在一起看比赛。I
think in America, people are often loyal to their regional team. In college, you root for your school's team, and then when you settle down somewhere, you follow that area's team.
So, what's your favorite team?
Actually, I have two favorites. I grew up in New York, so I'm first and foremost a New York Jets fan. But I went to school in Baltimore, so I also like the Baltimore Ravens.
Chris 说,美国人一般住在哪里,就是那个地方球队的粉丝。上大学的时候为校队加油,毕业后在哪里安家,就给哪里的队加油。Root for 是支持某人,替某人加油助威的意思。Chris 说自己喜欢的球队有两个, 小时候在纽约长大，所以
I'm first and foremost a New York Jets fan.
所以是纽约喷气机队球迷。
First and foremost
是首要的，然后又因为去巴尔的摩上学，成了巴尔的摩乌鸦队的粉丝。
What happens when the teams play against each other?
I usually support the New York Jets, but if the Ravens win, it's not too bad.
I have to confess, I don't actually understand how American football works. It kind of looks like a war to me.
Actually, football is like a war. Each team tries to advance the ball through enemy territory to the end zone.It evolved from the English game of rugby, which is also kind of like a battle between two armies.
Ben 承认自己看不太懂美式足球，不知道美式足球到底是怎么个打法。Chris 承认
，Football is like a war.
美式足球确实就好像是在打仗，两个球队都设法穿过敌人的地盘
，enemy territory，
攻到
end zone，
阵区里。Chris 还说。美式足球是从英式橄榄球发展而来的。英式橄榄球
Rugby is spelled R-U-G-B-Y Rugby
他所说的
Evolve is spelled E-V-O-L-V-E Evolve
是发展演绎的意思。
我也觉得橄榄球太激烈了，甚至有点野蛮呢。
That's the beauty of it.
那也就是看看可以，要是真让我去赛场上那样横冲直撞的，非得吓死我不可。
Don't be a wimp, 杨林。
Wimp? 你说我胆小没用？才不是呢，我只是啊，比较斯文。比如下面这个体育运动，我就觉得不错。
What is it?
打台球。
体育美语。
Get ready to be athletic. We are here for American Sports English.
Whoa, Yang Chen, you look really bored.
I am.
Well, how about we play a game of pool?
Pool? 这儿没有游泳池啊。
Hey, I'm not talking about a swimming pool. I'm talking about billiards. B-I-L-L-I-A-R-D-S.
台球，我不会打。
Oh, hey, no problem. I'll teach you how to play. Let me break.
Wait a minute. 你怎么一上来就要 break something? 你要搞破坏啊。
No, no. That's only you, Yang Chen.Here, break means starting the game by hitting the cue ball.
Patrick, can I try it first?
Sure. 哎呀呀，你大力士。You came closer to breaking the pool stick.
No way. That was a great shot. I got one in. 我是 stripes.
Okay, I'm solids. Now it's my turn. I'll try to bank the ball.Off the rail and get it in the far pocket.
Yeah, 你把我的球打进去了。Thank you.
You're welcome.
So it's my turn again. 让我再干掉一个。
Not this time. It looks like you scratched.
Scratched? 我今天没抓你啊。
Well, in pool, if you scratch, it means that you knocked the white cue ball into a pocket. So,This means it's my turn, and I place the ball over here.
Patrick, 你把八号球打进去了。
Yeah, I got the eight ball in before getting all of the other ones in.
那又怎么样?
That means I lose.
Hooray! Another game?
台球里的术语还真不少，比如说 break 开球 ，scratch 白球进洞。Donny, do you play pool?
Yeah, sometimes.
那你走之前 ，let's go to a pool house 打几盘。
好啊，我请客啊。
你真是太好了 ，I'm gonna miss you。
杨林，别哭了。
谁哭了？别臭美。好了，今天的节目时间差不多了。这次的撰稿人是小北，编辑是蔚然。同学们，我们下次的美语训练班再见。
拜，同学们，咱们北京见喽。
拜拜 ，Donnie。